Track 2, News. Hello and welcome to the Black Country Talking News. It's Wednesday, the 14th of November, 2018. And today in the studio, we have Martin and John as the sound engineers. Myself, Margaret, Phil and Jill. And now Jill will start us off with the news.
A monument of a Sikh soldier honouring the sacrifices of South Asian war heroes has been vandalised less than a week after it was unveiled. Graffiti was callously smeared across the lions of the Great War Memorial, which now stands 10 foot high in Smethwick. Vandals defaced the statue just days before Remembrance Sunday with the phrase, "Sepoys no more," while a black line was drawn through the words, "Great War." Sepoy was a term given to troops in the British Indian Army. The graffiti has since been removed, and West Midlands Police has confirmed it is investigating the graffiti as racially aggravated criminal damage. It is believed the statue, which sits between High Street and Toll House Way, was targeted in the early hours of Friday morning. CCTV is being recovered, and police officers are working closely with worshippers and management at the temple. Sergeant Bill Gill from the Smethwick neighbourhood team said, "We understand that this attack has caused a lot of concern in the community, and we are working to understand the reasons behind it and identify whoever is responsible." Officers had already planned to be at the remembrance event, which is happening tomorrow at the statue. I'd urge anyone with concerns to speak to the officers attending the event. If anyone has information on who is responsible, they can get in touch with the force directly on live chat between 8 a.m. and midnight via 101 any time of day, or via Crime Stoppers in complete confidence on 0800 555 111. The statue is the first of its kind, marking 100 years since the end of the First World War and commemorating the millions of men from the British Indian Army who served in both World Wars. Most had never visited the country they were fighting for, but sacrificed their lives on the battlefield or afterwards. Hundreds of people united in Smethwick's High Street last Sunday to watch history in the making as the bronze statue was revealed. The monument was designed by Black Country sculptor Luke Perry, with costs covered by Guru Nanak Gurdwara Smethwick. President of Guru Nanak Gurdwara Smethwick, Jatinder Singh, said he was extremely disappointed with the actions of the vandals, but remained resolute. He added, "There was some vandalism to the back wall, which is very disappointing." The graffiti was cleaned off and the matter was reported to the police. "Working with the council, we won't allow this vandalism to undermine the very strong message created by this new monument and the overwhelmingly positive reaction to its unveiling. What makes this incident particularly distressing is the complete disregard and lack of respect for the significance of the statue and inscriptions, installed recently to commemorate the losses felt by many South Asian families who lost their dear ones during the First World War and mark 100 years since the end of the Great War."
The new leader of the Labour Party on Dudley Council says he is confident he will win a crunch leadership vote at the full meeting of the authority next week. Councillor Quidar Zorda was elected as leader of the political group at a private meeting on Monday night. His selection comes after the surprise announcement by Councillor Peter Lowe that he was stepping down. In a press statement released on Friday, Councillor Lowe said, "Over the past few months, I've enjoyed returning to the role of leader of the council. However, in many ways, it's the right job, but at the wrong time for me." The new Labour leader is 38 years old, was born in Dudley and has worked in the NHS since 2005. He sits as a councillor for Netherton, Woodside and St Andrews Ward. Previously was the cabinet member for Finance and Legal Services. Speaking after his election, he said, "I'm extremely proud to be a member of the Labour Party, and even more delighted that they have put their trust in me and chosen me as leader. As leader, serving the people of the borough is our priority and our policy. even with the government putting our hands behind our backs, we will continue to fight for the people of the borough. He made no announcements to the make-up of any new cabinet, but confirmed Councillor Judy Foster will continue in her role as Deputy Leader of the Labour Group. His first test comes at the full council meeting on November the 15th, when he will be nominated as the authority's political leader. With a hung council, he will need the support of the borough's one independent councillor to take the top job. But asked if he would succeed, he replied,
DPD distribution centre to be built in Tipton despite traffic fears. Plans for a distribution centre that could bring hundreds of jobs in the Black Country have been given the green light. Sandwell Council's Planning Committee approved the plans for DPD distribution centre on the Vaughan trading estate in Tipton, subject to conditions, at their meeting on Wednesday. The new 6,906 square metre building will also include 150 car parking spaces, 135 van spaces and 18 HGV spaces. The site in Sedgley Road East is bounded by Black Country Castings, the Dudley Canal and the Hellier Avenue housing estate. DPD already has large sites both at Oldbury and Smethwick. Speaking at Wednesday's meeting, objector Howard Davis said, "The depot is so close to the estate. The level of noise, additional traffic, the roads are already congested around there. We have no knowledge as to whether the working hours will be 24/7 or if it will just operate during the day. It will affect the quality of life for residents living near." Agent Oliver Bell, speaking on behalf of the applicant Dudley, said, "DPD has significant investment in the borough. There are 2,800 staff across the borough. This new site will create a further 250 jobs. The distribution centre will be in operation late 2019 if planning permission is approved. The plans had been deferred at a previous committee meeting so councillors could visit the site. Councillors approved the application despite concerns over vans and HGV movements at the site. Councillor Susan Downing said, "We already have a DPD site in Sandwell. Anyone who knows the site knows it is a very busy site with vehicles coming off and into Smethwick." Councillor Luke Giles said, "Van drivers do what they want, when they want. They park everywhere and cause chaos. Sedgley Road East is quite busy at peak times and we are now looking at vans coming out every minute." Councillor Julie Webb added, "The Vaughan trading site has been used for hundreds of years for industrial use. People are going to be upset by the recommendation."
The borough's very first Forging a Future for All awards promises to go with a bang, as we've lined up entertainment from a dynamic drumming band. The awards, a partnership between Dudley Council and the Stourbridge, Hales Owen and Dudley News, are set to honour hard-working community heroes from across the borough. Nominations for the awards have now closed and finalists selected. And the winners will be announced at a glitzy presentation evening on Tuesday, November the 27th at the Copthorne Hotel at the waterfront at Briley Hill, where entertainment will be provided by Birmingham-based drumming band Bangra Smashup. The energetic three-piece outfit, comprising Dole drummers Ryan Chahal, Josh Chahal and Doki drummer Gertrin Bujangi, have been playing together for about a year and have showcased their skills to audiences at parties, weddings, exhibitions and festivals across the UK. To find out more about the band, check out Bangra Smashup on Facebook or email, and that is on bangramashup@hotmail.com.
Tributes paid to Stourbridge businessman and charity champion Jeff Hill. When I think of him, the most important thing that resonates with me was his real sense of community. Just one of the tributes to respected Stourbridge businessman Jeff Hill, who has died at the age of 91. His son, Nigel Hill, led the tributes to his father, who donated hundreds of thousands of pounds to good causes. Nigel, aged 55, said, "Community was at the heart of that man. He always had the best interest of the community at heart. He was a visionary, and he was so far ahead of his time. He became so passionate about fundraising, and it was a natural thing for him to do. Dad was, to me, Midas. He said this ability that whatever he touched turned to gold." Mr. Hill also recalls his father's cycling prowess. He was British junior time trial champion in 1944, and cycling formed a central part of his life for many years before a stint as a Bevin boy down the pit caused him permanent damage to his lower back and put a premature end to his cycling career. Mr. Hill said of his father, "I think at the centre of it he was a very positive guy and he had a very positive outlook on life." Sue Hill, who was married to Jeff for more than 40 years, said he was a remarkable man. She said for the last few weeks we were determined to keep him at home. All the support we've received has been wonderful. He was always smiling and there was never a moan from him. Jeff's shop, Jeff Hill Limited, which sells household appliances and electrical goods, has been in business since 1960. The store originally opened on Brettle Lane before it took over the supermarket next door as the business popularity grew. It later relocated to Ambercote High Street in 1981 and continues now after a staff takeover a few years ago, but still retaining the Jeff Hill name. The trust, which was founded 22 years ago, is funded by 10% of the profits of the shop, along with profits made from renting out two properties in the Dudley Borough. The trust awards grants to groups in the Black Country. Jeff even penned his own autobiography for charities called From Riches to Rags, The Life of a Black Country Entrepreneur and Charity Fundraiser. In 2016, Jeff was quoted as saying, "What's the point of having the money if you're not going to help people with it?" He helped raise money for Robert Parsons when he was struck down by meningitis, and a charity in aid of Norton resident Callum Loveridge, Cal4U, was set up with help from the trust after Callum suffered life-changing injuries in a BMX biking accident in 2010. Jeff provided the first donation to the charity, £1,000, which kick-started it. Adrian Loveridge, Callum's father, said, "I would describe him as a saint. He has helped so many people and he had a lot to do with other charities. He was a gentleman, very approachable, and he was always put other people first and before himself. Without a doubt, a lot of people will miss him. He has been helping people for years and he will be sorely missed. He was the first person to give us a donation and he was a very well-respected gentleman. He helped a lot of charities. The funeral will take place at Holy Trinity Church in Wordsley on November the 20th at 11 a.m. Sue said anyone who wants to come will be most welcome.
Fit and healthy Tom Watson joins pupils for the Mile Challenge. It was a fresh start to the morning for MP Tom Watson as he laced up his running shoes to join primary school pupils in their daily Mile Challenge. Mr. Watson paid a special visit to pupils at Hargate Primary School in West Bromwich to join them for their 15-minute daily mile jog. The deputy leader of the Labour Party and West Bromwich East MP took on several laps of the school's large playground as part of the national scheme, known by the pupils as the Hargate Mile. He said they are part of a national scheme called the Daily Mile, and it is simply that. They shake their legs, they walk, they run a mile a day, which gets the adrenaline going, gets the heart pumping and helps keep you fit. I've lost a lot of weight recently and I'm trying to do the same in my own life. So I wanted to come and celebrate this national campaign and work with Hargate and the other schools across the borough to help our fitness levels improve. It is one of my favourite schools in the whole of the borough. It's a great school and the kids are amazing. Mr. Watson, who looks the picture of health after he battled his way back from 22 stone, said his new mission as a politician is to help people tackle their unhealthy lifestyles. And he said, "You learn a lot about yourself when you're on the weight loss journey. For me, what really surprised me was that I just feel calmer and I feel like a fog was lifted from my brain. I started looking at the figures and realised there are probably 2 million people in the UK who can be liberated from their medicines like I have, so I feel like it is my new mission as a politician. I want people to feel how I feel. I feel fantastic at the age of 51. I feel younger and fresher. I want the government to help people to take the journey that I did." Helen Penn, teacher and well-being leader, said the school children had an extra spring in their step after being joined by the MP. She added, "They knew it was a big thing. I think they all pulled it out of the bag. I think it is really important. If we can get children being active in school, it does stay with you into adulthood."
A new beer has been brewed especially for a fish and chip shop in Halesowen. Customers can now grab some food from Chainmaker's Fish and Chip Shop in Collygate before heading to the Nisa local shop next door to buy the new Chainmaker's Pale Ale. Just 200 bottles of the new ale have been brewed by Fixed Wheel Brewery in Blackheath, and it launched officially on November the 1st. Stephanie Jones, head of new business at the brewery, said she hopes the brewery will continue to work with other local businesses. She said, "We brewed the beer especially for them and named it after them. I knew the owner and I approached him. I thought it would be a good opportunity to work with local businesses. It's something I haven't seen other breweries do." She added, "The owner decided that our beer, Chain Reaction, was the one. So we sent out a similar list of ingredients with tasting notes and he said it sounded perfect. We brewed the beer for them and have bottled up to 200 to start with. And if they go, we will then brew more. They're going to be sold at the Nisa shop next door. People can come and buy their fish and chips and then grab a beer. They went on sale on November the 1st and so far it's going really well. We always welcome opportunity to do business with other local companies." Stephanie said the beer was brewed with an English-based malt and two big American hops, giving orange and citrus flavours which complement a trusty fish and chips.
Another Black Country Council has announced it has no intention of setting up a clean air zone after it was suggested the controversial scheme should be extended to cover the West Midlands. Dudley has joined its neighbour, Sandwell, in putting the brakes on an idea put forward by the Conservative think tank, Bright Blue, to charge drivers of older petrol and diesel vehicles up to £10 to enter a designated area. Bright Blue says Birmingham's Clean Air Zone could be extended to all relevant parts of the West Midlands Combined Authority, including the Black Country, Coventry and Solihull. Eamon Ives, a researcher for the group, said, "Air pollution is a major danger to the health of individuals in the West Midlands. The evidence suggests that those living in the West Midlands experience higher levels of air pollution and worse consequences from it." But the idea was quickly rejected by Sandwell Council, which has now been joined by Dudley, who say that they too have no plans to follow Birmingham down the same road. Councillor Cathy Baton, Dudley's Cabinet Member for Health and Wellbeing, speaking for the authority, said, "We recognise the challenges facing Birmingham City Council in terms of air quality. While we have no plans to consider a charging policy for a clean air zone, we are very keen to continue working closely with the authority and other neighbouring authorities to understand what the impact any potential clean air zone in the city might have. Birmingham's Labour Council proposed the scheme after it had been ordered to cut air pollution by the government. Although Conservative councillors on the authority have argued charging motorists is not the way to do it. The scheme will come into effect in January 2020, charging a levy of between £6 and £10 per day on car drivers travelling into a planned clean air zone and up to £100 a day for HGVs and similar vehicles. And with that final item from myself, we'll make way for this week's notices. So it's goodbye from Margaret.
Goodbye.
Goodbye from Phil.